Sierra 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, mobile.
Hopefully once you get your priorities out, you know, you'll be good.
Yep. Hey, and you know the best part of that thing? All I got to do is untie a rope, lower it down, unscrew the isolator, and then put my feed line right straight up against the ballon and pull the rope back up. It'll take me a total of about 5 minutes.
It's set up on the one end. If I got to get to the ballon, all I got to do is lower one end and it should come down because I got enough extra wire. So instead of being the straight window, it's like an inverted L.
Between the tower and the... Well, no, you don't have a tower. That's right. You don't have to worry about it. But folks that try to do that on a tower run into crossover with the tower.
Yeah, the other thing... like you said, I want to get that other dipole up, you know, to run east to west. So they're going to be broadcasting north to south, and the one I got up now is broadcasting east to west.
This thing worked out real good. I'm going to talk to my neighbor and see if I can't run a cable over there. That would really be cool.
Put up another like dipole.
Well, see, I can't run the short leg too far over because I crossed the property line, and you know, I don't know what they'd say about that.
Close enough that you can attach it to.
Hey, remember the back of my property there, bud. Looking towards the back. All I got is little scrub stuff. I don't have a tree back there over about 25 feet.
I've never seen the back of it. Just where we were working on the tower and the front, that's about it. You didn't take me for a golf cart ride.
I gotta get you down there and let you see the back of my place, but no, I don't have any trees that would do the job.
Jimmy yesterday too, and he was saying put up a, since the low end's only gotta be about, I think he said 10 feet up, put some PCV pipe sticking up and attach it to that.
What kind of antenna?
Center fit dipole.
Well, the guy that I got this antenna from said that I need to be up a minimum of about 35 feet. Right now I've got an extra 10 on top of that, so... Yeah, and it seems to be working good, so I just got to get that SWR issue straightened up.
Well, my ballon's up about 30 feet, so, but he was saying the short end of the wire only had to be up, I believe, like 10 feet, maybe 15, so that's why, you know, I said, well, what if I was to put up like a plastic PVC pipe and attach it to that, and he said it would work.
Well, and that would probably work for me, except the short leg, I'm close enough to the property line, the short leg would probably run, you know, over the edge of the property line, so that'd still be over. Well, so... You gonna? What did you say it was over there? 47 degrees?
I didn't know you had a short leg, KB4CPA.
No, nothing in Kentucky short, baby. What's up, Dave? KB4CPA, KN4BWA. W1RAR is in there, Rich, too.
Hope you're doing well today.
Hi, David. Can't complain. How you doing, W1RAR?
Blessed man today, I tell you. I met a fella good friend of mine. We've been friends for years, and occasionally we meet for breakfast, and it's a long story, but anyway, I'll shorten it. And so he moved to York, and we meet halfway, which is at Mr. Waffle on 85 in Gaffney, I guess. And it's in a construction zone, and I got pulled over by the highway patrol. I was going, speed limit was 55, and I know I was exceeding that. And I pulled in my parking place, and he was right, but he gave me a warning.
Again, David, I had to rat you up, boy, drag you down to Boss Hogg's big jail.
Got her set on 55 right now, so I'm getting ready to get by the big peach.
That peach, keep an eye on that speedometer.
But I don't know where the heck he was sitting, but I saw the first one, but I mean, he came up on me and I was already exiting. In fact, I was already stopped at the exit. All I had to do was go across the street to the Mr. Waffle, so I did, because I figured it would, you know, that'd be the best place to park and let him take care of business and nice and public and all that, and out of the way of traffic.
At least it didn't cost you any money or any points or any insurance grief.
Great. Well, I figured he, you know, he'd hit me pretty hard, but he was very nice, very nice gentleman. But anyway, so what were you talking about, a short leg?
Ain't nothing in Kentucky got a short leg, bud. We all long-legged.
I heard a static in my radio. I didn't hear what you said.
You do know now that blue Mustang like that is going to draw attention for that type of issue, for drawing tickets, you know.
With the lightning ground on it, you got that hooked up yet? If you got the switch you bought yesterday at the wireman with the ground for the for a lightning strike, if you've gotten that installed yet?
I've got it with the two antennas hooked up to it. I haven't run the ground leg over to my bus yet. I've still got to mount it, and I still got to run the bus leg.
That big roll of flat copper that she was showing is about 2.5 inches wide or so. How would you connect that to a screw or something like what you bought yesterday?
Put it in an electrical panel bus bar. And what you do is you just simply roll the end of it like you were going to put it in an eyelet connector. And you roll the end of it, put it in a bus bar hole, and then run the screw down on that.
Makes perfect sense. Okay. Well, I'm going to be installing a disposal today. Ours, the one I took it out and fixed it, and it started leaking, so I said, okay, well, that's it, you know, it's leaking out the bottom, and it's 15 years old. I said, I'm done with it, so I'm going to go buy one, and so guess what I'm going to be doing?
15 years old? Heck, that's just getting broke in good. Golly, boy, why didn't you just rebuild that thing? Man.
It had a loose blade, and so I had to grind the rivet It was a gigantic thing. I had to grind it off and then punch it out, and then I put a screw nut and bolt in there and tightened it down with my impact and put it all back together, and it was, you know, looked fine to me, and it worked good. But when I turned the water on, the it started dripping out the bottom.
north up towards TR.
Day before CPA. Well, when I got stopped by the highway patrolman, I pulled out my CWP, and I said, oh, I don't need that. He said, you're not carrying today? I said, no, sir. I said, it's a home. He said, well, why not?
You ran across a good guy. Up in Tennessee, I ran across a fellow that wasn't such a great guy. You know, we have reciprocity with Tennessee. And I was standing outside our hotel room. And he kind of came up and he says, now I can see just a slight silhouette. I said, okay, I know I've put on a few pounds. What do you mean? He says, well, I can barely see the silhouette of the handle. I said, okay. I had a little thin jacket on. And he says, now if you're going to carry, you're going to carry right. This is Tennessee. You're from Tennessee, you should know the rules and regulations. Blah, 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 blah. Proceeded to try to school me. I said, well, sir, let me show you my ID. Let me show you my credentials. And I showed him I was from South Carolina. He says, okay, you're fine. You're credentialed. But you do something about that silhouette on that thing.
They say it's different. Is that a written qualification or prerequisite to carry that you can't see the silhouette?
Yes, sir, it is. You're not supposed to be able to see the weapon or its silhouette in its carry position. So if you got a little thin jacket on and you can tell that somebody's carrying a weapon, then you better make sure that you've got it in such a manner that you cannot make out that it's a weapon.
Well, I have to remember that. I really like to get, there's a book out that tells you all the, you know, the idiosyncrasies of the each state, concealed carry laws, and because some of them do change or are different from South Carolina.
They've caught on to something else, too. If you've got a Colorado carry permit, Colorado goes to a lot of states that South Carolina does not have reciprocity with. And the states have now caught on to that business, and they tag on resident-only privileges. And what that means is the state that you have your carry permit in has got to be the state that you live in. In other words, if I have a Colorado carry permit and I'm in Tennessee, but my residence is in South Carolina, it don't qualify.
Phone call, stand by. BWA, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA.
Well, now I'm on a phone call with KN4WQQ. I'll be right back at you, bud.
KB4VWA, KB4CBA. That's right. I was talking to my youngest daughter on the phone. She was giving me an estimate. They need tires and brakes, and she was telling me how much it was going to be, and I told her, I said, well, you know, I can't mount balance tires, but so let them do that, and I said, I'll do your brakes for you and save you some money.
Air Service, the Bank of Pop. Let's see, staying at, eating over at Shea Pop. And staying over at the Hotel Pop. I tell you, it don't ever end with the kids, I'm telling you, bud. I mean, gee whiz.
Glad I'm in a position to help her out. I mean, you know, I could still be working and all that and not have time to, or for that matter, have the money to do it. I mean, we went to Costco yesterday and she filled her car up and it was like $1.98 a gallon, and so she handed me her Costco card and her credit card, and what she didn't see was I used her Costco card, but I used my credit card.
Now, is this the one that's staying with you? Hey, my son was born in 75, so he's now 45 years old. And every now and then I'll help him with a big project or so. And I tell you what, even my daughter, tell you what, I'm still paying for her stinking cell phone.
My only debt is her student loans, and she's got those. She's paying them off, and they just sold their house, so they put they paid off their car, and they put money toward her student loan to pay it down, but they still owe some on that. So I think that's really about all the debt that they have right now. So those student loans, they keep your credit, I can't talk, they keep your credit score down.
More than anything else, but it is a point or two off your score, but I'm glad I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I've just about got to that point where I'm self-financing. I don't owe anybody anything.
Me either, I tell you, by the grace of God. It's a neat feeling to not have a mortgage or a car payment. I tell you, first time in my life, so it's a very freeing feeling.
Paid off too?
It was my parents, and they had already paid it off, and so my stepmother passed away, and when my dad went into assisted living, he gave the house and the car to me, and he gave the mountain house in Maggie Valley to my sister.
Sold the house in Wellington Green and then moved over there where you are now.
Yeah, and then they just want something smaller yard, smaller house, and it's, of course, it's a lot newer. It's and that community hadn't been there for a long time. I don't know, probably about 12 years or so, and there's 250 houses tucked away in there, and and there's only one way in, one way out.
Now, you're not talking about where you are now, are you?
Yeah.
Wow, that must run way back in there.
It goes, it meanders around. There's a lot of, streets going here and there. In fact, when I first moved in, I just about got lost. How can you get lost in a community where there's only one street to get out? But anyway, Yeah, there's a lot of homes back in there, but and they're nice. It's a nice community. They have, of course, they have the HOA, and you know, they want you to keep things, you know, on the up and up.
I used to live in Devinger. We had our HOA, and I tell you what, that kind of cured me right there. I painted my mailbox the wrong color of white, and the HOA came down on me and said, "You're going to have to repaint that the proper color of white." I said, "Okay." So I repainted it the proper color of white and proceeded to park a camper in my driveway, and I would move it just often enough to where they couldn't say anything. I did that for almost 8 months, just to piss them off. Oh, me. Now, I don't care for the HOAs. I don't like to answer up to anybody.
I understand, you know, their reason for existence, but, you know, to keep property values up, but sometimes they can get a little nitpicky. And the house we moved in North Cliff at Travers Rest was the first house built, and the people that we bought it from, the husband was in a wheelchair, and so they had a pergola built out from the going out of the back door off the kitchen, and you know, didn't think much about it, and because you can't see it from the road, it's got this nice white fence that goes the perimeter of the backyard. It's got a big old backyard, and they gave them a hard time about that, so they got kind of ticked off and moved.
Like I said, I just don't like to be told what I can do to a piece of property that I own. That just rubs me the wrong way. Well, I'm just about to destinate down here in the metropolis of Fountain Inn. So I'm gonna jump off here, bud. I gotta go in and work for about an hour, and then I'm gonna be done. So anyhow, try to stay dry out there today, and I will talk to you later. 73, KD4CBA, KN4VWA. Bye, guy. Clear.
Well, I enjoyed it, and I'm taking the Highway 14 exit as we speak, and I'm going to get by a disposal and install it, make Mama happy, and hopefully that'll be all I have to do today. You know, of any consequence. Oh, man. Temperature is 39 degrees, and the rain is picking up. 73 is KV4CBA Mobile. KB4CBA, how you doing, Bill?
On the way back.
I'm in Greer. I'm getting ready to stop down here at the antenna store. You need anything?
Would that be the wireman?
Yesterday with Steve. KN4VWA. He took me up there. He had to get a couple of things. I wound up buying a little doodad for my, it's an adapter for the Baofeng, you know, to go from the antenna that they use to female PL-259 and saw one piece that doesn't have a cable on it. Steve said he's had some where the cables have pulled out of them. So anyway, but today I'm buying a disposal.
Got that. Well, anyway, to answer your question, no, I don't need anything. I was at the ham station a little over a week ago. I got everything I needed there. And good luck with your disposal. I heard about that. I've got one here, and it's a compactor, actually, what I'm talking about. I'm not sure. Disposal, is that a compactor? I assume that's what you're talking about. Or is that something you put on in your sink? I'm not sure which one you're talking about. But anyway, good luck with that, putting it in. I'm probably pretty soon here. I'm gonna have to probably replace the toilet in the master bedroom. I cannot stop a leak, and I've replaced everything that's replaceable. So anyway, slow leak, and the tank recycles water. It's always something. So I'm going to Mew Miles for lunch. That's where I'm headed right now.
Well, I'm sitting here in the parking lot, so I guess I'll run in. Yes, a garbage disposal that goes in the sink, and it just started. I had a pitcher under it to catch the drips, but evidently it got full and it overflowed and flooded that section of the cabinet, and then it ran out into the hardwood floors, and I saw it on the floor, and I knew what was happening. So, and then we turned the dishwasher on, and guess where it drains? Into the garbage disposal. So I had to jump up again, because my wife just started the dishwasher after we cleaned up the mess, and we actually have a switch on the wall, and I flipped it off to turn off the dishwasher so it wouldn't drain into the disposal. So I was just having all kinds of fun last night.
That's always a fun to replace. I replaced mine about a year and a half ago. What was there, it seized up. It was there when we moved in. At that point, probably about 11 years ago, it never did work quite right. We don't ever use it with the septic tank. We just don't use it. So, but it does the same thing. The dishwasher goes into into that unit, and which makes sense. That was fun, with all those pipes underneath, laying on your back, trying to get all that stuff off, and some of it doesn't fit exactly the way the old stuff did. I tried to match everything as best I could and get the same unit. So all the piping and so it fit in there, most all the piping, because there's a bunch of pipes, and I don't know how the heck they ever got all that put in. Going from the faucets and the cutoffs, but I understand what you're saying. It's just a big pain. Something else you got to do. Use up your free time.
Just want to know if you guys have a license to skin dive for the roto rooter or not, or I'm gonna have to turn you in. This is Enduro TR.
Well. I don't know what that has to do with the price of eggs in China, but, you know, there's some sleet mixed in with this rain It's sitting there hitting my windshield.
That's formative. Good morning, Dave and Bill. We're just starting out, and Bernice said, that's sleep. Danged if it ain't. We're going down to Aldi's. Go ahead, Bill.
You're going to Aldi's. That's a new one. It's just rain here. I'm in Spencerville. And we've got the SCDXA meeting tonight. First one in some time. Actual meeting. And I'm not sure how many people are going to make it. I don't think I have a problem, but some of the people from the northern latitudes may not make it. That's just the way it is. Anyway, I don't know what that had to do with the price of eggs either, but while you're saying that, this thought came to my mind. If you'd like to come over and pump out my septic tank, that wouldn't be bad.
Forget it. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, gentlemen, no, I'm going to leave it with you. I'm going to go in the antenna store and buy me a garbage disposal. I don't think I can make an antenna out of it, but if I could, I would. Anyway, y'all carry on. 73's KB4 CBA clear.
Yeah, use the old unit, make a counterweight out of it. Yeah, you could use it.
Yeah, get the bigger one. Dave, it pays off. The 3/4 horse, I think, is a big one. We've only had to change one, and we use ours continuously. Never had a problem with the septic. Boy, is this Lake Cunningham. Looks like chocolate milk. I always just take and I cut up the grapefruit in small pieces, and I cut up the cantaloupe in small pieces, the rinds. I used to take it out to the timber or the compost pile, but it don't seem to bother anything. And what's that stuff you put in the septic, Bernice? Yeast. She puts that in there every 3 months, and it increases the bacteria, they say, and well, she's not been a problem. We've had it pumped one time in 9 years, Bill.
I don't know if ours has ever been pumped. I doubt it. Because the owner couldn't even tell us where the septic tank was. I know about where it is, but that house is probably close to 30 years old now, or a little bit more. It's Red X is what you're thinking of. We put it in every month. And she put it in before I go to bed. And give me a lecture about not using the flushing the toilet until the morning. I just say, yes, ma'am. But we haven't had any problems either. Lucky. I just dread the thought of if that thing ever has to be dug up. They'd have to do a lot of digging to find out where to clean it from. But there's only two of us, and that house is built for, you know, a family the size of maybe 6 or 7. And I think they probably sized the septic tank that big. We just don't. You know, when you don't ever take a bath, it's really not a problem. Over.
I mean, Bill. shoot. It's funny, our kids, when they come to visit, they take their showers of a morning, and they do up there before they go to work. But the Navy taught us to take a shower at night before we went to bed, and I've never got out of that habit. I've tried it before on rare occasions, but I think in the last 50 years, maybe 2 times I've went to bed without a shower, and one of those I woke up at 2 o'clock and went in and took a shower. I don't know. I guess it's paranoia or psychotic or something, but I just like to take a shower at night. So now I take it early, about 6 o'clock, and then get all dressed and go downstairs and watch a good old cowboy or something and fire the computer up and see if there's any DX on. there's quite a bit on that contest this weekend. I was surprised, and then it just been dead since then.
That's, I mean, makes you realize the bands are open a lot more than they people think they are. I really have not been doing much contesting at all so far this year. Probably another month before I get back into it. Just been doing other things. Well, I wonder, I bet you didn't watch a cowboy movie last night. I bet you watched that free ball last night.
They're doing everything they can to elect Trump, ain't they? I don't want to get into politics, but they're telling everybody down here to go vote for Bernie, all the Republicans in this election coming up. I just can't bring myself to do that, but I have thought about it, I'll have to admit, but I guess there just ain't enough communism in me, Bill. 10-0-TR.
I watched most of it last night. It was very entertaining. That's about the best. I'm trying to remember what the lady's name is now. It's the one who's all the way on the right. She's a lawyer, like a lot of politicians. But I liked her a lot. I thought she was good. She was the only one up there made any sense. And then, not that I would vote for her on a general election, but she's the one to me that was close to having any sense. And old poor Joe Biden, oh my gosh, I tell you what, I kept thinking when he answered questions, I kept thinking, aren't you ever going to answer the question? He'd change the subject and start talking about something else, just something he maybe knew a little bit about. But it certainly wasn't what he was being asked. I thought he did the worst. anyway. It was interesting. I'm glad I watched it. I didn't watch the last 20 minutes when they started talking about global warming. I said, I can miss that part. I just went upstairs and went to bed.
This is 0-TR. Roger. It just makes me sick at my stomach, so I don't watch it. But this morning, I always turn the computer on, do the update on my security, and then look at my email. And so I was looking at Fox News, and that one old gal asked at Bloomberg if he'd open up those at least three, if not more, non-disclosure articles where he did something with the women, put it that way, like all the rest of them, Democrats and Republicans. And, no, that's confidential. We can't do that. And that was the end of him, I think, right there. And they booed him real bad. But that's as much as I touched on it, because I don't like politics either side. I don't like to listen to them. And if Trump had just shut up, he'd be just fine. But that ain't going to happen. He said he'd get them riled up there, and danged if he didn't, but he's going to screw up because they're doing everything they possibly can to get him. In fact, Bill, that's all they do up there is argue and do nothing. He at least has got some things done, thank God for that. But anyway, back to something more beautiful. The contest. I don't do contests, but I always get on there and look around, and I just wanted to see if the propagation had come back some, and so I sat there maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, a couple of days, and I worked, I think, 31 different countries just for the fun of it, and so it was great if somebody was really into operating it. Oh, and then I had a nice call last night. I got a call from Vlad, who's well-known, and I'm sure you know him from up north. He says, Tom, what am I supposed to do with this power supply? And I said, Well, Vlad, I don't know what you're talking about unless it's that one that I give to Dave, K4SV, to take back the bomb. I said I repaired it for him. It needed a pass transistor and two 723s because the first one was a brand new one. And it was bad, Bill. Can you believe that? So I got the meter out that time, and I seen that it was bad, and I put another one in. It worked fine after that. I'd had it for a long time because I didn't think it was worth repairing because you had to drill the back plane off the rivets and take that out just to get down into this one. It was a little 20-amp one, Astron. And all of them's worth repairing, but that one looked like it was going to be a booger. Bob's in no hurry, so it's been a long time. So I sent it back up with K4SV, and Vlad called me, and we had a nice chat. I've never met him in person, but what a nice guy.
Yep, I know him pretty good.
Yep.
Very definitely. And he knows his stuff. So what did he do with the power supply?
He said, we'll give it back to Dave. He's going to give it to Bob. I checked it. I'm no RF guy, Bill, and you know that. I didn't work with RF that much, but that kind of thing, like those Astrons, that's why I love them so much, because they don't generate spurious harmonics and stuff like some of these switch modes do, and they're getting better, I'll admit. I still won't own one, because if they break, you're just screwed. And the Astrons you can repair. Bob didn't need it. He runs a 50-amp to a bus and runs all of his radios, and his big ones up there run off 110, of course, so he don't have to worry about it. But I sent it back with Dave, and Vlad said he would give it to Bob because he works up here at Asheville. Now he's doing carpentry work up there, so he'll just give it to Bob.
Just wondered. Well, I've got a number of Astrons. I got one I got to check out. It works. Every once in a while, cut out. I'm thinking maybe one of the pass. It's a 35 amper. One of the pass transistors is gone or something, and most of the current's coming out of one of them. Not shorted, but maybe open. So, I don't know. I've got to take a look at it. Thing is, I got enough power supplies. I could lose another two or three, and I still have enough. So, that's just not a priority. But I like the Astrons as well. At Hamcation, the Astron was there. They're coming out with a couple new units. And I forget what they had added to it, but something new on their units. And of course, all of them now have illuminated meters on them. If you buy them with meters, but there is something that this guy was trying to sell me on. Evidently, it wasn't too important because I can't remember. Of course, then again, it's my advanced age that may have something to do with it.
Well, I think they have over voltage protection in the bigger ones. I don't know about under, but that lighted meter with these LEDs nowadays is a great thing. I put some in on something here a while back. Well, it's been several years ago, and I just added the LEDs to it, and it worked out okay. I think it was in that old Drake, and replaced the light bulbs. I think they were the old 6S6 or something. But hit that button, Bernice. The radar detector's going off. Yeah, I like them real well. And Bob didn't need this one. And it was a real pain in the gluteus maximus to have to drill out the rivets and take the back plane off, which you don't have to on the bigger ones. And I ordered there's a Zener in there. I forget the voltage on it, 18 volts or something. Or it might be 6, I can't remember. On that 35 amp, and then I ordered a package of those pass transistors, and you'll have to refresh me on the name. But I got plenty of them, Bill, if you happen to need one. I think I ordered a dozen of them or something like that, just a half. And I don't think I have any crowbar SCRs, but I might. And that power supply, Bob's, I put a 5.5 amp load on it, and it never varied a couple of hundredths of a volt. It stayed at 13.8, so I deemed it good. But the pass transistor I put in there, it's a little different than the 35-amp supplies. So I cross-referenced it and put one in that I had in my assorted stuff, I guess you would say. And the parameters look good, so it worked fine.